You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
I want to welcome back to the studio. We have Bonnie Luckett and Mike Galbally from St. Louis Finest Homes Realty Group. Welcome back to the studio, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I appreciate sharing all this wisdom. I think, you know, there are a lot of people out there where real estate's kind of a mystery, and people want to know, for one, like, the consumers listening about, they want to know about buying and selling homes. But then people also want to know about what makes somebody successful. And you guys have become extremely successful in your industry. And people just are going to have a lot of questions about that. So I'm gonna keep drilling you guys with some questions to know how you guys got where you got. So let's talk real quick about technology, though, because I went into that going into the break here. Technology has changed so much over the last 20 years. Like, I remember when I first got into the industry, you know, just seeing at that point the MLS going on the internet.
Yeah, what was that, about 1999?
Well, I get in 96. And, you know, the internet, like, I got my first computer that same year. A lot of changes in that time period. Last 10 years or so, what are some of the technology changes that have come about that have changed that industry?
You know, I mean, with websites like Zillow, Trulia, you know, Realtor.com, you know, buyers are out there and they're looking, and they can find all the homes themselves. I mean, they're all available for them to look for. You know, it's almost overwhelming. We see probably every buyer that we come across is probably looking at anywhere from like 5 to 7 different websites and compiling all that information. And, you know, each website has its own level of accuracy.
Right.
Or
right.
Non-accuracy.
When how up-to-date the data is.
Uh-huh. Right.
It could be really bad on a couple of those sites that you mentioned, actually.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, one of the biggest things that we do is we want the clients to be informed when they're going out to, you know, look and find a home. And, you know, we do that through buyer's consultations. And we would like them to be streamlined in a system that they could actually find the homes they're looking for with the most up-to-date information. And we can provide them with that.
When I've also seen, like, when you guys take a listing, okay, you guys are able to send that listing out to so many places very easily using technology.
Over 350.
Wow. Right. Right. So it's posting it out on every one of those sites, not just the MLS for other agents to see, but you're posting it where other consumers can see too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, does that win many listings for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's the name of the game is the exposure, as we would say it. You know, so we're advertising over 350 websites, and 95% plus buyers are coming from the internet. So that's the name of the game these days, is to capture the buyers on the internet, their interest when they're out there looking.
Right, that's definitely a major pillar of the business for you guys. And for somebody that's listening right now that's not necessarily that good with technology, they may be thinking, well, I don't necessarily use technology, you know, to my benefit. I don't get on and use all those websites. I don't have a smartphone. You know, why would they want to use you guys like you? Why would they want to use your team?
Well, I mean, that's a total important reason why they would like to use us.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, we're going to be able to help them along with that. I mean, if they need us to search for homes, we've got all the updated information that
right.
they think they have anyway. As far as once we get them to find the home that they want, the e-signatures, so easy, a couple clicks. It's simplified for everybody.
Right. So they don't have to know the technology because
nope.
you guys do.
Exactly.
And
absolutely.
Make it easy for
we
them.
Handle it for them. That's what we're here for. We're the professionals to make sure that it's smooth, fun, as easy as possible, so we help them achieve their goal, not make it hard.
Tammy, you've been buying and selling real estate for many, many years. You probably have watched some of these changes in the industry too, haven't you?
There's been a lot. The old school way was to go to the agent's office and hand a photo album to look through, you know, the binder
right.
of pictures. And you're so tired, I'll just go look at this one.
Right, I'll just take that one.
This is the one. Because after 5 days of going out in it, you know. So I love where technology has taken the market. I think it probably makes it easier for you guys too, I would think.
Yeah, overcoming the Zillow. But this one, I saw this one. Well, that was
right.
sold 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, we have searches set up to where it simplifies everything.
Sure.
So it makes it easier, but on the front end when they're coming and they're overwhelmed and they've seen all of these homes on all these different sites, that's a little challenging. But once we get them on the search that's actually
right.
Right. Yeah. So that makes it so much easier. Yeah, so yeah, awesome. I can't imagine the book thing.
Yeah.
I've heard agents, oh, back in my heydays.
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Oh, Lord.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Mike Gobbley and Bonnie Lockett from St. Louis Finest Homes Realty Group that works out of Keller Williams in St. Charles. So, guys, if somebody's looking, there are 8,500 agents out there, and they have to choose one. Why should they choose you guys? Why should they choose your team?
Well, you know, like we said before, we specialize in a team aspect. And, I mean, that, Bonnie, what's the biggest benefit of that?
Oh, my gosh. Again, specialized knowledge for each individual person on the team. And, you know, we're going to let them know the process. They're not going to be in the dark. They're not going to have questions because we're going to answer them ahead of time. And we make the process fun for them. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
It is, you are going to run into roadblocks here and there, but we bust right through them. Like we said earlier, we will those deals to the closing table to get their dream home, and we make it fun in the meantime. It doesn't have to be a headache.
All right. That sounds
I love
good.
That. Now, has age ever been an issue because you guys are younger?
Oh, yeah. Especially for me.
And
for
how
you.
Do you overcome it?
Is this like, when is your mom getting here?
Oh, I know, right. Are you the neighbor girl?
Yeah.
No, you know, I had that. I sold a huge luxury home this year, and they walked in the door, and they said, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And I said, at the end of this, you are going to be so glad that you had me to walk you through this. And they were. That's it's good. Just, you know, when I walk in, people are like, what are you doing?
Right.
But so I have to work so hard to overcome that. But they're so happy at the end of the day that I'm fine with that objection up front because I know I can handle it, and then they're gonna.
That's good.
Right. If you can at least get it, if you can get in front of them, then you have a chance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And once I show them what the team brings to the table, they understand. They're willing to take the gamble, and they're glad that they did.
Right.
That's what I thought at the end.
They give us the chance to show our worth, and they won't be dissatisfied.
Well, and the track record starts to speak for itself, and the amount of referrals you guys are getting will speak to the fact that. You know, age certainly wasn't an issue for the 15 million in transactions you guys are closing this year. You don't do that by just trying to figure it out on the fly.
Right.
I mean, you guys are already seasoned veterans. You've done hundreds and hundreds of transactions. Puts you way ahead of people that have been in the business frequently 10 or 15 years. You guys are already much more experienced than they are.
Right.
Because it's about the repetition.
And through a tough market, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
You know, we're starting to see the fruits of our labor here. But, mm-hmm. you know, it was no picnic come, you know, the beginning of the 2001-2012 era.
Yeah, 2011 to 2012, absolutely.
That was 2011.
Yeah, that was a tough era that you guys survived through that and came in. And that was all you guys knew when you came into the business, right?
And I'm like, well, hey, if we can do this when it gets better. This is going to be awesome. You know, we're not stuck in our ways either. There's new ideas. Things are changing every day. Mm-hmm. So being able to keep up with that is huge. Mm-hmm.
So what would you guys have to say to anybody that's looking to sell their home in this market? Any like quick words of wisdom on trying to sell your home?
You know, it's always a price war and a beauty contest. Prices are rising, and we've seen that since the beginning of the year. But buyers are picky, and they're gonna want the home to show well. So the ones that do show well and they price them to sell, they're getting multiple offers.
Okay, so make sure it's staged really well, make sure it's cleaned up, make sure you're priced right.
Absolutely. You know, and that's one of the things that we consult bring in there is a stager. I mean, there are homes we don't show up to the home and it's automatically ready to go on the market that day.
Right. You guys help them with a lot of work to get there.
Oh, we have so many different strategies for each individual seller. They all have different needs.
Sure.
And we're on that strategy for whatever it is. And it gets the job done.
Yeah.
Okay, and Bonnie, you're more on the buy side. What advice would you give to anybody wanting to buy a house in this market?
Buyer's consultation. Don't just pick homes and start looking. Find a professional that you're comfortable with that can answer your questions to where you really understand. Sit down and have that consultation. Go into the office, meet with them, find out what the process entails so there are no surprises, so that you're a veteran as you go through it because you have that trusted person there with you.
That's
holding your hand.
Advice.
Having the professional in your corner that's going to represent your best interest, that you guys have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that you look out for their best interest. And for somebody that doesn't know what that means, I mean, you guys have a legal responsibility to put your client first and look out for their best interest, not disclose facts to the seller that aren't in their best interest.
Right. We're all here to help. We're here to help you, you know, not make it hard for you.
And what would you guys say to somebody that wants to buy a house without a realtor?
I mean, lawyers are expensive.
But yeah, it's going to cost you. You know, I did it actually in 2005. I built a house without representation, and I'm still paying for it today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So just because you weren't represented, you could get taken advantage of?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Know that, especially in a new construction scenario, that agent sitting at the office represents the builder.
Right.
Just like the sign in the yard, they're representing the seller.
Well, that makes sense. And that's, you know, it doesn't cost you anything to use a buyer's agent, especially.
Right.
It's paid for on the listing side. So if somebody's really crazy to buy a house without a realtor, and you see for sale by owners all the time, even on the listing side, but what is it, like 90, 95% of them end up still having to list.
They end up listing with us, yes.
So they might as well, if they want to sell their house fast, just list it with a realtor in the very beginning.
Much.
And I'll recommend right now St. Louis Finest Homes Realty Group. We have Mike Gobbley and Bonnie Luckett. You guys are at Keller Williams out in St. Charles, but you guys cover the whole metro area. I'm going to make sure all your contact information is on our website. And if they want to go to your website, stlouisfinesthomes.com. Is that the best way to reach you guys?
Absolutely.
stlouisfinesthomes.com. Go there, and that's going to show you all their information. But you can also visit DougHaldeman.com and get everything for Bonnie Luckett and Mike Gobbley. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling advice to the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.